jangan bersedih. Ikuti irama dan tu musik ini, goyangkan tubuhmu dan kita bergembira. Yang tua dan yang muda semuanya sama, kita di sini tiada berbeda. Kita bersatu dan juga bersama-sama, goyangkan tubuhmu dan kita bergembira. Come on, we can sing together. Come on, we can move together. Come on, let's have fun together. Come on, party on forever. Hilangkan prasangka yang memisahkan kita. Tunjukkan pada dunia kita punya cinta. Sekarang saatnya. One, two, three. Come on, we can sing together. Come on, we can move together. Come on, let's have fun together. Come on, party on forever.
gotta crew. If you really like me too, karena selama aku merasa ada sesuatu di hatiku. Untuk kamu, oh sayangku. Kasih tanda padaku, if you really like me too, karena aku selalu nunggu message darimu. Facebookmu, apa Twittermu, Instagram kamu, dan YouTube kamu, kenapa harus buffering dulu? You stole my heart, kamu buat diriku selalu menunggu. Ku ingin selalu teriakan kamu. If you really like me too, karena aku selalu nunggu message darimu. Apa Facebookmu, apa Twittermu, Instagram kamu, dan YouTube kamu, kenapa harus buffering dulu? You stole my heart. Takkan pernah ku siapkan memori bersama.
Do you believe in me?
hampa. Dunia gelap tak terlihat. Ku hentikan jalan ini karena bahagia menanti. Jakarta City is an interesting tourism attraction. It has not only a lot of cultural and artistic heritage, but also has many beautiful and natural tourism objects that can spoil visitors' eyes. One of them is a multi-level waterfall called Grojogan Watu Purbo. Grojogan Watu Purbo, located in Dukuh Bangunrejo, Merdekorejo Village, Temple District, Sleman Regency, Yogyakarta, is also known as Grojogan Watu Purbo Bangunrejo because it is located in Dukuh Bangunrejo. Grojogan Watu Purbo has an unusual grojogan or waterfall, such as a six-level terracing and flowed by a series of small waterfalls. The waterfalls from the Krasak River. Grojogan Watu Purbo has actually been existing since 1975. Initially, this place was built because of the Merapi project, which built a dam to hold back lava flow when an eruption occurred. In this area, there is actually a grojogan or a waterfall on the left and right and large old stones. It is not known for sure the age of the stones. That's why it's called Grojogan Watu Purbo, which means ancient rock waterfall. Grojogan Watu Purbo is famous for its very beautiful scenery with six levels of towering waterfalls. The best view is seen in the morning when the sun rises, coupled with the chirping of birds greeting visitors. The rocks that decorate the river are also so exotic, it's ideal to be a stepping place when playing water. This place is appropriate for all ages. Visitors can explore every corner of Grojogan Watu Purbo and every level, and also sit on a large rock while looking at the beauty of Grojogan. You can also swim here and of course don't miss taking selfies. The best time to visit Grojogan Watu Purbo is the rainy season, but you should avoid it when the rainfall is too heavy.
Still tuned to Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, and we're still in the house to come to you and give you so many wonderful information and also great music to listen. And I'm going to give you another info where Minister of Law Supratman Andi Atas confirm that the state-owned enterprises are strategic national assets that play a crucial role in national economic development indeed, and this initiative aligns with the government's visions and policy directions for SOEs aimed at fostering a more advanced and globally competitive Indonesia. So Minister Adgas recently said that the need for the SOEs to practice good corporate governance, develop high-quality human resources with integrity and also global outlook, and foster continuous innovation and technological mastery to boost productivity is truly, truly underscored. And with the launch of the 8 Asta Cita missions by President Prabowo Subianto, the government is dedicated to advancing the downstream processing of natural resources to increase the added value of the national economy. And Adgas expressed optimism that SOEs will spearhead the development of industries focused on processing natural resources such as nickel, bauxite, and also copper. And hopefully, this concept move will make Indonesia greater and better. Be right back with you with more info and also great music to listen after this wonderful song to listen.
Children love just screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay. Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me. Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Tak perlu ku mengikuti semua langkahmu. Ini mimpiku, bukan mimpimu. Ku dengar suara hati memanggil.
Jangan maksakan kejahatanmu.
Janganlah berani percaya, engkau pasti akan kesana.
Jangan maksakan, katakan mimpimu.
Ku pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ini saatnya ubah mimpi jadi nyata.
Bukan caramu.
Cibiran kata hanyalah angin berlalu. Aku beranikan diri. Dengar suara hati.
Jangan maksakan kedatanganmu.
Janganlah berani percaya, engkau pasti akan kesana. Ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ku pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ini saatnya ubah mimpi jadi nyata.
Ubah
aku lihat cahaya di sana. Kini aku melangkah ke sana.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Little waterfalls are located in Sragi, Sumber Arum Village, Songgon Sub-District, Banyuwangi, East Java. The waterfalls are part of protected forest. The waterfalls are famous for two stunning cliffs standing between the falls. The cliffs are made of huge stones. Surrounding the falls, there are other four waterfalls which are part of the Leader waterfalls. The best time to visit the waterfalls is in the morning, as you can witness the beauty of sunrise at the waterfalls. The panorama of the waterfalls is outstanding. In addition, the waterfalls have cozy ambience and cool temperature. It is one of the places that you should explore if you travel to Banyuwangi. You can take public transportation, motorbike, and cars to get to the waterfalls. The destination takes 45 minutes from Banyuwangi. There is not any facility at the waterfalls due to its location at the protected forest. You can park your vehicles at the locals' housing, which is about 1 km from the waterfalls. The entrance ticket of the waterfalls is 3,000 rupiah. Meanwhile, you have to pay 5,000 rupiah for the parking ticket. If you are passionate about adventure, you must visit Leader Waterfalls in Banyuwangi. The falls are extremely challenging to visit because you need to conquer complicated fields such as pine forest, clover and sugar plantation, as well as steep cliffs.
main ingredients is snail, but it's named escargot from Italy. The snail is made as curry, along with various Indonesian typical spices. Some says this menu is only available during the holy month of Ramadan. What is this food? Gulai seafood. The typical food of Riau is also called gulai sipui or lengkitang.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still staying tuned here at www.imis.id and also RRI Digital. And of course, if you've ever been visiting Bali, the Bali Provincial Government is actually set to host the 7th Balinese Language Month on February 1st to 28, 2025, aiming to engage more young individuals. So the head of the Bali Cultural Office, Igede Arya Sugiarto, stated on Saturday that this year's event will primarily leverage digital content to present the Balinese language in a simpler and more accessible way. And this year, his site makes it more appealing with digital content and catchy phrases, utilizing everyday language that is easy to understand. So the Bali Cultural Office is striving to inspire young people to preserve the Balinese language, script, and also literature. And activities during the Balinese Language Month will include creating social media content featuring simple Balinese sentences reflecting daily conversation among peers. So actually, well, listener, the 7th Balinese Language Month is taking place at the Taman Budaya Arts Center on February 1st to 28, 2025 under the theme Jagat Kerti Jagrahita Samasta. Well, this theme aims to make Balinese Language Month a platform for celebrating language, script, and literature as a means of raising awareness about the universe. And of course, this is actually one of the ways that maybe Bahasa Indonesia could be also made into a Bahasa Indonesia Month, or maybe English Month, or any other languages, or the World Language Month. Probably. It's just an idea anyway. Anyway, well, listen, before I'm here to give you more info and also other music to listen, I think it would be much better if I gave you another wonderful song to listen. So make sure you stay tuned at www.inews.id. And of course, I got Soul Vibe and Iwake with Malam Ini.
Siapkanlah dirimu, tunjukkanlah gayamu, karena malam ini menantimu. Lepaskanlah semua, segala beban yang ada, kini sudah tibalah saatnya. Jangan peduli semua, apa kata mereka. Salah kita sebut malam ini. Tersenyum, lihat kita menari. Bintang berkelip, mengikuti irama. Nada, melodi satu kita. Tawa kita sebut malam ini. Lepaskanlah semua, segala bebas yang ada. Kini sudah tiba. Apa kata mereka? Kita sebut malam ini. Bulan tersenyum, lihat kita menari. Bintang berkelip, mengikuti irama. Nada, melodi satu kita. Kita sebut malam ini.
dari tegang beban setelah melalui hari yang melelahkan. Senyum senyam, kilau bintang, menyapa dalam kebersamaan. Waktunya bagiku untuk beraksi, kemisi alami bereaksi, sinkronisasi frekuensi. What we need right now is a party.
Yeah. Apa kata mereka? Kita
I come from the Philippines. It's a different type of invention found in Indonesia. And yeah, I heard it was originally claimed by Malaysia, but then it was found out that it was originally from Indonesia. And then I think it was announced by UNESCO just, I think, 2 years ago, a bit too recent.
That was the atmosphere in an Angklung musical training followed by participants of the Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship Program at Sound Angklung Ujo, West Java. Angklung is a bamboo musical instrument typical of West Java. And as was expressed by Valerie, a participant from the Philippines, the musical instrument is originated from Indonesia's cultural wisdoms, which has been declared by UNESCO as World Cultural Heritage. However, though born of local wisdom, no one can explain when angklung was first created. A lecturer at the Indonesian Karawitan Art College, Yon Sutiono, said,
"Kalau yang namanya musik bambu itu, kalau kita yang kenal sekarang ya seperti angklung. Kalau di Jawa Barat memang yang lebih ini itu yang jenisnya angklung ya, alatnya digetar ya, bukan tidak tergolong alat perkusi atau dipukul ya. Nah, itulah barangkali memang ya kapan mulai dibuat, ya saya sendiri enggak tahu itu kapan ya.
The bamboo music that we know today is angklung. It is known in West Java. The instrument is played by shaking or striking it and not by beating or tapping it like percussion. When it was first made, I do not know. What is clear is that we could find it when there were traditional rituals or ceremonies. For example, in Bogor there was angklung gubrak and in Banten angklung seret. It was old media for traditional ceremonies, which in essence was for tasakuran or thanksgiving to the Lord, or even a repellent of bad spirits. Now, however, it is not to ward off bad spirits anymore, but to repel pests."
Formerly, angklung was used as part of ritual among the people. Then, as time went on, angklung became a folk entertainment. How could this happen? Daeng Octaviani Ujo, an angklung artist from Saung Angklung Ujo, has an explanation.
"Awalnya nggak ada nadanya, Pak. Bukan selain repelom. Awalnya itu angklung itu hanya musik ritmis. Jengjung, 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 jengjung. Itu dipergunakan untuk..."
"Initially there was no tone, no salendro nor pelok. Originally angklung was just rhythmic music. Jeng gonjreng gonjreng. It was used by Badui tribe as tribute to the goddess Dewi Sri during the harvest. Donjreng donjreng donjreng, so there was no tune. But then the outside baduis created dami lalati dachuns, who they used as a means to beg. Then Mr. Dayeng Sutikna was interested in it. He was a teacher, a music teacher, and a scout instructor. Mr. Dayeng tried to find out how could this musical instrument be taught in schools. When he saw the beggar, he thought this could be translated into do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do. Then he tried to do it and offered to teach this in schools. He was rejected. Why? Because at that time, only rich people could go to school, and they did not want to play beggar music. Finally, he decided to teach it to Boy Scouts. When they played Angklung so beautifully, the schools then became interested. At last, Angklung went to school. So the one who translated the traditional tunes into Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Si, Do is Mr. Dayeng. Why did he do that? Because at that time, schools were in need of musical instruments. That's the main reason. Then, when it became interesting, Angklung then was turned into music for entertainment.
Erik, very nice. It's the second time. We went here last year, and it was last year, it was so nice. We want to see it again, so second time, it was very nice.
Perfect. I've been here for the seventh time, and I've been seven times here. When it's not nice, I don't come back.
Those were the comments of two foreign tourists after watching the show at Saung Angklung Ujo. They were amazed with the music, because Angklung has a special attraction, as expressed by Dayeng Octaviani Ujo.
Angklung ini merupakan suatu senjata yang sangat luar biasa. Ya, kita harus tahu, dan saya menyadari setelah saya keluar negeri ratusan kali, itu saya menyadari bahwa kita ini punya senjata yang sangat luar biasa. Dulu kita dalam sejarah, Belanda kocar-kacir.
Angklung is an incredible weapon. Yes, we should know that. I realized after I had been abroad hundreds of times. Once in history, the Dutch colonial troops were terrorized by sharp bamboo spears. Not because they were more deadly than grenades or bullets, no. But the spirit of these bamboo spears made the people came and work together, helping each other to fight the Dutch. That made the Dutch troops scared. Angklung, as you can see, has made everybody swept away. Everyone was involved and resulted in harmony. So when I visit other countries, a lot of people feel close to Indonesia. How they feel in harmony with Indonesia.
The harmony and familiar feeling with Indonesia have been well perceived by participants of the Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship 2012. Heydar from Azerbaijan and George from Nauru. Thanks to the scholarship, they have been given the opportunity to learn the art and culture of Indonesia, especially Angklung music at Saung Angklung Ujo, Bandung. Initially, when they first saw the Angklung music performance, they were so amazed. How could some pieces of bamboo produce such beautiful music, which ultimately has made them feel familiar and love Indonesia?
Nama saya Heydar. Saya berasal dari Azerbaijan. Saya semakin suka Indonesia. Ini ani untuk saya.
My name is Heydar. I come from Azerbaijan. Yes, I love it. I'm getting more and more in love with Indonesia. This is extraordinary for me since this is the first time I see a musical instrument made of bamboo. It is very unique and I really want to learn Angklung. In my opinion, Angklung is not difficult if you really want to learn. I think I can. Yes, I can play Angklung.
My name is George Kojine. I'm from Nauru. Well, the first time I didn't know that bamboo can make music from it. But now I can, like, you know, realize that bamboo can make of many of things, like can build house, making music and everything. But the first I was like so surprised that they make music from this bamboo, like Angklung. Yeah, I also like, yeah, maybe this is the first time I can pass the music class. Yeah, very easy. Back home, I have to like, if I want to teach Angklung, maybe I need to buy this equipment to go back to Nauru and teach them how to play Angklung. Because in Nauru, we don't have bamboo, we don't have much bamboo.
More and more people are interested in learning angklung music, including foreigners. This is a logical consequence, especially after UNESCO designated angklung as masterpiece of oral and intangible heritage of humanity. But there is also concern about this typical music of West Java, as perceived by the angklung master Daeng Oktaviani Ujo.
Tapi yang saya lebih khawatir adalah, saya khawatir angklung ini bisa orang lain lebih bagus memainkan. Kenapa? Ketika saya mainkan lagu China, ya.
But I'm more worried that other people would play angklung better. Why? When I played a song from China, Chinese people were surprised. It sounds better in angklung. When last week we were in Korea, we played Korean songs. Wow, they sound really nice with angklung. When I was in Cuba, we gave them some angklung. There is a music school in Cuba. Cuba is a closed state, but they play angklung beautifully. They have tango and salsa patterns. So my concern is, angklung can be played at anywhere, by any country. You can imagine the Nigerian can play angklung. The Arabs can as well play in the desert. The Chinese, the Japanese, it can be played anywhere. That's what I'm worried about. More people can play it better. They are more serious. Well, how about if we are not serious?
Same concern is also shared by the head of tourism and culture of West Java province, Nunung Sobari. He even worried that angklung recognition as world cultural heritage would be revoked by UNESCO.
Jadi betul sekali, di sisi lain kita bangga, gembira dengan pengakuan itu, tetapi itu kan juga ada syaratnya. Jadi angklung itu dievaluasi ya oleh UNESCO.
So it is true, on one side we are proud, happy with the recognition, but there are some conditions. So angklung is to be evaluated by UNESCO. If the result is negative, then the recognition will be revoked. The negative criteria are as follows. First, if angklung is mass-produced, manufactured. Second, if according to the assessment of UNESCO, activities related to angklung have dropped or even none at all.
Facing these concerns, the government of West Java province has made some efforts to preserve angklung, as stated by the head of tourism and culture of West Java province.
Nah, untuk apa ya, mengantisipasi supaya...
In order to keep angklung alive and growing in West Java in particular, and in Indonesia in general, the government has initiated a Love Angklung movement. A more strategic effort actually is to make angklung-related activities in schools. So angklung now has become an extracurricular activity. Schools in Bandung now have sent their students for angklung lessons. Some headmasters have even invited professional angklung instructors to train the students and to form angklung ensembles.
The government's seriousness in maintaining, developing, and utilizing the unique art of West Java is also evidenced by the opening of a new study program in the Indonesian Art College, namely Angklung and Bamboo Music Studies Program, as revealed by a lecturer of Karawitan, Indonesian traditional music, who has also been appointed head of the program, Yon Sutiono.
Kemudian pemerintah juga dengan membuka salah satu prodi bambu yang...
Then the government has also opened a bamboo music studies program at STSI. Yes, perhaps this is also another effort. There are courses leading to bamboo music, and now there are also scholarships.
Head of Tourism and Culture of West Java Province, however, says that all the efforts that have been taken by the government will not run well if it does not get support from other parties.
Karena menurut saya dalam pelestarian,
because I think the conservation, development, and utilization of the art and culture must be done simultaneously. I conclude as choir, symphony, you know, one sound singing a song usually is not so good, but it would be so nice if the song is sung in choir together. I mean, those components are not just the government. The first is the government, the second are artists or cultural figures, the third are associations or groups, including schools.
Support for preserving angklung would be created if all are aware that angklung is fun, as perceived by the artist angklung, Daeng Oktaviani Ujo.
Yuk nyadar gitu, angklung itu menyenangkan.
Let's create angklung awareness. Angklung is fun, not a kind of heavy music. It can be played by anyone. Well, why don't we try it? No problem if you don't like it. It is impossible to make everybody like it. So, just try and taste it. After that, let's package it. And I want a lot of people to try and listen first. So do not always make a remark about what angklung is like before feeling it first. So open your mind. Well, it turned out that angklung is like this.
Voice of Indonesia.
Cinta tak pernah gagal jika dipelihara. Cinta bisa sempurna bila kau mau berkorban. Cinta itu anugerah, jangan kau sia-sia. Cinta itu mengerti, mengerti arti mengalah. Cinta tak membuatmu menangis, tak membuatmu tertawa, juga membuatmu belajar. Anugerah luar biasa. Hargai cinta dengan perbuatanmu. Dengan perbuatanmu. Cinta itu anugerah, jangan kau sia-sia. Cinta itu mengerti, mengerti arti mengalah. Cinta tak membuatmu menangis, tak membuatmu tertawa, juga membuatmu belajar dewasa. Karena cinta juga dunia yang nyata, anugerah luar biasa. Tertawa juga membuatmu belajar dewasa. Karena cinta juga dunia yang nyata, yang nyata, juga luar biasa. Hargai cinta dengan perbuatan. Cinta tak membuatmu menangis, tak membuatmu tertawa. Yang biasa,
Health Ministry wins award for ASIC at ASEAN Digital Awards. Ministry contacts Google about exchange rate error. Here is the news. The Health Ministry has won international accolade for its digital health transformation efforts through the Sehat Indonesia Ku ASIC application, which won the Gold Award in the public sector category at the 2025 ASEAN Digital Awards. In a statement received on Monday, the Ministry's expert staff for health technology and chief of the Digital Transformation Office, DTO, Satyaji, said that the award is the recognition of the efforts taken to digitalize and integrate public health data recording through ASIC. Deputy Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs Nezar Patria said on Monday that his site got in touch with Google regarding the erroneous exchange rate information for the rupiah on Google search. According to him, Google has taken steps to correct the error. Earlier, Google attributed a mistake in the exchange rate information, which showed the rupiah to US dollar rate at 8,170.65 rupiah per US dollar, to third-party conversion data. Upon receiving the report, Google contacted the data provider to correct the error. That was the news.